We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And this is when things start to get busy. The basketball season is underway. We're in the heat of the moment with football. And the first college football playoff rankings have come out. I was watching KU and Duke last night, trying to finish off our extra big bag of Halloween candy. I started in on that during the Baylor-West Virginia game. I had three trick-or-treaters. That was it. Three girls. I guess the boys wimped. I got a little chilly on Halloween where I was at. So the last girl showed up. I didn't know it was going to be the last girl, but I'm like, I got to get rid of some of this stuff. Everything but the fun-size Snickers. I told you about that last week. You hold on to that. So I grabbed like a big claw full and just dropped them in her little pumpkin bucket. And she was running off, and she got into a car with her dad. And her, that guy just gave me like 20 pieces. So we're still... Yeah, so I was, I don't know, I totaled it up. I think I've had 36 fun-size Snickers. And if you get like three of them equals one Snicker, I just feel like in the last week I've had like 12 Snickers bars. I'm totally disgusted with myself. But it was great, though, while I was watching basketball last night. We'll break down that game a little bit with Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. I'll give him a call in a little bit, and we'll recap the football games from the past weekend. We'll look at that Baylor-West Virginia game and the two others that took place. But the college football playoff rankings, they're out. Listen, we still got four games to go, conference championship games. Don't get worked up where your team is at or who's up in the top four and the fact that Clemson is out. I think Oklahoma at 9, I still think there's a pathway for them to get in. Because you look at a couple teams from the Pac-12, you've got three from the SEC, so you can knock two of those out. There's two from the Big Ten, you can knock that out. So, there is a way for them to get in at number 9. That's not too bad. Now, for Baylor, a little tougher, even though they sit up at the top of the conference at 8-0. John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, talks about the college football playoff rankings.
First look at the college football playoff rankings that were announced last night, and Baylor sitting at number 12 in the CFP rankings. That's pretty close to where they are in the Associated Press poll at number 11, coaches poll at number 10. But, you know, nothing wrong with that. Got to keep winning. Got to keep making believers of people out there who say, yes, but who has Baylor played? Who has Baylor beaten? And, you know, that those naysayers, I think, maybe get a little fewer and fewer each week. You know, the win over K-State was really big, and it looks even bigger in the rearview mirror when K-State beats Oklahoma. Win over Iowa State was really big. Win on the road at Oklahoma State was really big. So, you know, all you can do is play the games in front of you, and so far Baylor's done that, and they're sitting at 8-0 going to Fort Worth to play TCU this week.
And we will break down that game at TCU, which is an 11 o'clock kick on FS1. TCU won last year 16-9 in Waco, and it was a close game on Halloween for Baylor. They barely pulled that one out. West Virginia getting better and better each week. So a tough task here for the Bears. And, yeah, and they're not getting a lot of respect. And, you know, listen, Baylor 8-0, even Minnesota at 8-0, they're 17th. I mean, they're four spots behind Wisconsin in the Big Ten. None of this stuff makes sense. Matt Rhule commented on the college football playoff rankings.
A lot of the games that have already been set, whether it's, I don't even know what's out there, right? Oregon, Auburn, all this Ole Miss, Utah, a lot of those games were made, you know, some were made while I was here, but most of them were made before that. And I think, you know, we're just trying to, you know, trying to get in line with the Big 12 in terms of, you know, having one power five team. I think Jamie Pollard said it best, you know, people are going to talk about our schedule, but we're playing nine Power Five teams, and lots of teams in other leagues are that's what they're doing too. So really, the Big 12, I don't care about the next nation. I want to just make sure we're doing what the rest of our, you know, brother teams in the league are doing, because we all play 10 Power Five teams: Oklahoma, Texas, everyone except for us this year. So, you know, these are the schedules I inherited, and we're going to get in line with what happens moving forward. But the Big 12 has a tough road. Big 12 and Big 10 have a tough road to hoe, because we all are playing at least 10 Power 5 teams.
Yeah, and listen, I make no apologies for teams' schedules. You play what you have, and regardless, 8-0. Listen, there's been Power 5 teams that have had some stinkers against non-Power 5 teams. But the fact that they're undefeated at this point, well, listen, you can't put everybody in the top 5 or 6. I get it. So let's just let it play out. But ESPN, they had the big rankings reveal in between the two big basketball games last night, and I mean, they do a good job, but there's too many ifs. You know, if this happens and this, and this, let's just, man, we've got four more games and conference championship games to play this out. Let's just see where Oklahoma and Baylor shake out in this whole thing. So, all right, those are my thoughts on that. Let's take a quick timeout. We come back, we'll look at those games from the past week in Big 12 football. We'll also look at basketball, and like I said, Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, will be coming up a little bit later on the show as well. We've got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, A place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
This is Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. Making the money for us is David Jordan, pushing the buttons for the commercials, always doing a great job for us. So if you're listening on one of our great affiliates in the Big 12 footprint and you've got to get out of your car, hey, listen, don't sweat it. If you miss some of the show, you can hear the show live. Just download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify. I think even Big12Sports.com has it. Wherever you download podcasts, just search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. So who says that the Big 12 does not play any defense? Now, look, Baylor was sloppy in their 17-14 win over West Virginia. 3 fumbles. And really, the score, when you look at some of the stats, time of possession, Baylor over West Virginia, 36-23 minutes. They had a huge advantage in the yardage, 453-219. But, man, I'll tell you, turnovers make a big difference. And what it came down to was another blocked field goal from Baylor to preserve this 3-point win. Here's John Morris with this call.
For the tie, snap, hold, and it's partially blocked. Bears got a hand on that one. It's going to roll dead at the 1-yard line. The Bears block the field goal attempt. Baylor's going to take over with 3.5 minutes to go, leading by 3.
All right, so you can criticize Baylor, but give a lot of credit, though, to what Neil Brown is doing there with West Virginia and their defense. 8 sacks on the night. And you know what? Like, you got to give some credit to Baylor's defense, too. Now, I know that there's some growing pains and some struggling with the Mountaineers' offense. But for the first time since 2006, I read this. I think I read this on ESPN. This is the first time since 2006 that the Bears have won a game where they've scored less than 20 points. And they gave up the big play, that 83-yarder, but outside of that, 136. So Baylor playing some really good defense. West Virginia, they're playing some good defense. And now the Bears have won 10 straight going back to last year. And, of course, they're 8-0, 5-0 in the conference this year. And they'll be at TCU on Saturday. We'll talk about that game. First sellout in Lawrence since 2009. This was I think this just shows the excitement level, not only for Kansas football, but for Kansas State. It was a great Sunflower Showdown. In this series, though, 11 straight wins for the Wildcats over the Jayhawks. Head coach Chris Klieman called it their best game of the year, and now they're bowl eligible for the 9th time in 10 years. And their defense did a heck of a job. Brent Dierman's offense, the new offensive coordinator at KU, back-to-back 500-yard games of offense. They were held to just 241. The Wildcats did a great job, 2-for-10 on third downs, and they stopped both KU fourth down tries. So Kansas State also had 4 sacks. They dominated the time of possession, 342 rushing yards. So I could see where Klieman said that, this was definitely one of their best games of the year. We'll do a mashup of some touchdowns here from the Wildcats. Here's Wyatt Thompson with the call.
Here's Thompson. He'll run the option pitch again. He'll pitch it to the far side. Trotter will walk in. Wildcat touchdown. That was beautifully done by Skyler, the offensive line, and Harry Trotter. K-State's lead is 13-3. Third and 4. Thompson wants to throw. Pumps. Now he'll take off and run. He's at the 5, and he will angle to the right and score another Wildcat touchdown. K-State scores again with 12:18 to go in the game. They lead the Jayhawks 30-3. Skyler Thompson has had a huge, huge day for K-State.
Wyatt Thompson on the call. I'll tell you, Skyler's playing some really good football right now. And then the other interesting thing, two brothers playing against each other, K-State fullback Jax Dineen. I guess he laid a hit on his brother, linebacker Jay Dineen of the Jayhawks. He was hobbling on the sideline with a knee injury with a big block in the third quarter. So that'll be an interesting Thanksgiving dinner when those two get together. That might be a fight that isn't settled yet. So anyway, great game for Kansas State and a great game really for the state getting a sellout there in Lawrence, Kansas. So 38-10, the final there, Wildcats over the Jayhawks. Oklahoma State 34-27 over TCU. No answer for Chuba Hubbard, the nation's leading rusher. Piled up 223 yards. Hubbard became the first player to go for at least 200 yards rushing against TCU in Patterson's run as a head coach. That's an amazing stat. Absolutely amazing. Chuba with a big day. Here's Dave Hunziker.
Here's a handoff to Hubbard. Big hole up the middle. Hubbard to the 20, 25, 30, and Hubbard's on the loose to midfield. Left side 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Chuba Hubbard. 24-17 Cowboys handoff. Hubbard up the middle and Hubbard's on the loose. Down the right sideline. 30, 25, 20. Good night, Vienna. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Another home run for the tailback slugger, Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba's already over 1,600 yards, the 8th best single season in Oklahoma State history. Outstanding. He may be our featured player on our Natty Light feature coming up, maybe. Max Duggan threw for 258 yards. I'll tell you, listen, TCU, they've got some quarterback issues. Guys leaving, guys hurt. We'll dig into that a little bit more. But back to Oklahoma State, they've got the bye week with no Tylan Wallace. The question for the Cowboys is, can Dylan Stoner continue to step up and make good plays?
Now TCU goes to a 3-man front. Third down and 17, and Sanders back to pass. Goes a deep down the near side for Stoner in the end zone. He dives and makes the catch. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Dylan Stoner.
All right, we'll see what they can do. Oklahoma State is one of 4 teams now that are bowl eligible. They join Kansas State at 6-2. Oklahoma State is 6-3. And then you've got Oklahoma 7-1. Baylor 8-0. All right, let's shift gears. We'll get into basketball. We'll look a little bit more into this game between Kansas and Duke. Is there a cause for concern with the Jayhawks? Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks says no. And really, no, not at all. First game of the year, and you're playing some great talent. Although the freshman, that young Duke team, though, came out and played some surprising basketball. So what happened, what went right, what went wrong for the Jayhawks? We'll talk about that, and then we'll also look at that busy first night of Big 12 basketball. There were some other good games, too, so we'll dig into that as we get into the show here. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, a conference with no divisions, a place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
They lob inside to Doak. Deep catch. Turns. Kicks out to Garrett on the wing. A lob to Doak. And a two-handed flush. He rocks the rim big time and says, let's go, baby, on the Thunder jam by Doak. Moore with an air ball. Rebound Kansas ahead to Abaji. Steps around Moore. Lays it up and in. What's the call?
Big time.
Count the bucket and the foul. Garrett on a crossover. Blows by. Gets to the cup and scores. What a move by Marcus Garrett. And KU goes up.
Joining us now on Big 12 This Week, we'll change our focus and talk basketball. A busy night for the Big 12 on Tuesday to start the season. And the biggest game of them all was in Madison Square Garden. Kansas taking on Duke. Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks. Welcome to the show. What an atmosphere. What a night to start college basketball at Madison Square Garden with the two great matchups.
Yeah, no doubt. This is the ninth year of the event, and first time ever that the four teams were 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the preseason poll. There have been some years where it was close, you know, 1, 2, 5, and 6, you know, something similar. But this was pretty special to have the first four in college basketball be teams that could all be at the Final Four in Atlanta when it's all said and done. And even though Kansas did not play nearly as well as we would have hoped, to be within two at the end and have a chance inside the final minute before a 28th and final turnover of the night proved to be ultimately one too many. And self would tell you that was about 20 too many. But it was one of those nights where, despite just some atrocious batting the ball, Kansas, in other ways, stayed in the ballgame. I mean, they held Duke to 36% shooting. They out-rebounded them by 10. They did a lot of things that, if they just had a few extra possessions that weren't turnovers, they would have won the game, and they just wanted going away. It was a stretch early in the second half when KU was on a 14-0 run where they were putting the hammer down, and then Duke steps up and nails two huge threes, one of which was relatively uncontested, and you could just feel the momentum of the building shift. And after that, Kansas, who had been turnover-free for 7 minutes, went right back to the same mishandling ways in the first half, and they had 18 turnovers. And ultimately, they finished just too shy of a school record, which ironically was set during an 1988 NCAA title run when they had 30 versus Xavier. But 28 last night proved to be too many. And good news is it's just November 5th basketball, Bill, so you know, while ultimately you would have loved to have gotten a win, a nice resume booster, a feather in the cap, all of that, this team is going to evolve so much between now and March, and you're not going to be overly penalized for losing a game to the number three team at Madison Square Garden 5 months from now. So Jayhawks will learn some lessons from it, certainly be motivated by it, but it's not one of those down-and-out type feelings that they lost. They'd won 3 in a row in this series before, and I guess it was their time to lose a close one to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have an opponent like that to start the season, and you look at the big stage that they're on, and it just, to me, when I watched the game, it looked like Kansas, and even Duke, too, it looked like they were just a little too jacked up, a little hyped. The excitement level got to everybody.
Yeah, I think that's a good observation. You know, Duke was playing with a ton of freshmen. I mean, they lost 4 of the top 5 scorers a year ago, and they've got talented freshmen, made it 5th, 10th, and 18th in their respective class. But we really felt like the Kansas experience would be the edge here, and that our guys would be a little more comfortable and calm on that stage in that, you know, mega matchup setting under the lights of Madison Square Garden. But honestly, regardless of venue and who was sitting in the stands, Kevin Durant, it wasn't that got to Kansas as much as I think it was the Duke pressuring defense. Bill Self took some accountability for that after the game, saying, that's on me. I didn't have our guys ready to handle that type of pressure. But you better believe they will be next time around. But if KU does get Michigan State in the title game of the Maui Invitational here in a few weeks, they'll be ready. They're going to get another crack at a top 5 team. That's how we schedule around here. Hopefully Kansas will come out the victor on that day. But Self last night felt like his team showed some promise in certain categories, but the pressuring style, the athleticism differential between what they faced with Fort Hays State, Pittsburgh State, bless their hearts, all due respect to them. Those are good MIAA teams, but those aren't, four future NBA lottery picks like Kansas just went up against last night. And so to compare, the degree and length and athleticism and leaping ability to what Kansas just went up against for the last 2 weeks and then last night, it'd be apples and oranges. And I think in some regards, with the way they trapped the post, the way they were ball hawking on our perimeter players, it was definitely, four or five notches above what Kansas had seen to this point. And so they'll be ready next time around. If Self has to practice 8-on-5 for the next few weeks, he'll do it to make sure that we handle the pressure better. But also keep in mind, KU was without Isaiah Moss last night. He's going to be their best three-point shooter. So it wasn't a complete home-type team effort last night that it's going to be. And so I don't think Kansas fans should hang their heads too low. The turnover number is alarming. As you said, both teams look sloppy. If there were some jitters, just early season kinks to work out, whatever it was, both teams looked that way throughout the night. It's just Duke tightened it up a little bit more when it mattered most, and Kansas kept fumbling it away.
Talking with Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Had a chance to see you a couple of weeks ago at the Big 12 Media Day at Sprint Center in Kansas City. The one thing that stuck out, I'm going to just get your thoughts on the conference as a whole. It seemed to me like a lot of coaches were saying, boy, we've got a lot of roster turnover. We're going to see how everyone fits within our system and how we mix and match these different pieces. A lot of new faces in the conference, and that can really kind of turn this thing on its side this season.
It can, and there's a lot of unknowns that over the next couple of months we'll have a better idea, just how good is this Tech recruiting class. We're not used to seeing Texas Tech compete to get top 30 signees, and now in the Chris Beard era, we better get used to it because he's bringing some big-time talent to West Texas. The old mantra or the old way of thinking is that, it's too hard to get the best kids out of the Metroplex because they got to go 5 hours west and they got to pass all these other great schools to get there. No, I mean, Beard's doing it. And so I think in a reload year for a lot of these Big 12 teams, there's no reason to think that this is not going to be another great year for Big 12 basketball because, quite frankly, we've got some of the best recruiters in the country. We've got programs with a lot of momentum that should be able to restock the shelf. I mean, look at how well Coach Prohm put it together last year with a bunch of new faces in that freshman class. And Halliburton's back as a sophomore. I think he's going to be a big-time star in this league. And great, great ambassador on and off the court. Eric Heft, who's the color analyst for ISU, told me that might be his favorite kid he's ever covered in 40 years, just based on his mentality, his work ethic, his leadership on top of his skill set. And so we got a lot of young, talented, good players that I think maybe aren't household names yet, but will be in the coming months. And yes, Kansas may be number one with a bullet as the team to beat in the league, but I think the Jayhawks right now, our club that is going to certainly be tested because there's some emerging talent conference-wide that they better get ready for, no doubt.
Brian Haney, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate you joining us on the show.
Always a pleasure, Bill. You're one of my favorite guys. I appreciate you, buddy. You have a wonderful night.
I sure will. Listen, you can catch the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Look for Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week, keeping you on your toes. Talk some football, then we had some basketball. We'll go back to football. I'm Bill Pollack, your weekly host, and glad you are with me. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches. We all, me and David Jordan, Big Perm, we're always like, Aloha Beaches. It's a little odd walking around the studio saying that to each other, but Aloha Beaches. Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol, Big 12 Meat, Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. And it's time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. Midway through the third quarter of a 17-17 game, TCU punter Jordan Sandy dropped one inside the Oklahoma State 10-yard line. With eight men in the box ready to stop Chuba Hubbard, the Cowboys line pushed everyone to the right. A big block up the middle on the middle linebacker sprung Chuba for a 92-yard touchdown, putting the Cowboys on top for good.
Here's a handoff to Hubbard. Big hole up the middle. Hubbard to the 20, 25, 30, and Hubbard's on the loose to midfield. Left side 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. 92 yards for Chuba Hubbard.
Worth it to hear it again from Dave Hunziker. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Very nice. Good stuff. All right, let's look at the games that are coming up this week now, shall we? We will start with number 11, number 10, number 12, wherever you want to place them. The Baylor Bears at TCU, FS1, an 11 a.m. kick. TCU quarterback Alex Delton has left the team. This comes right after redshirt freshman Justin Rogers announced that he plans to transfer. So TCU's quarterback depth right now, a big question, because Max Duggan and backup Mike Collins were both banged up in the 34-27 loss at Oklahoma State. Now, I know earlier in the week, Patterson wouldn't say what was going on. I still haven't seen anything. But he is confident that Duggan will be able to play. But Patterson was certainly not happy after last week's loss, and Brian Estridge shared some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Gary Patterson wasn't happy. He's never happy with a loss, Bill. I mean, this is a guy who's got high expectations. He's used to winning double-digit wins during seasons, and this year's not going the way that he wanted it to. I think the expectations for this team were a lot higher than what we're seeing, and it's been a combination of reasons as to why that hadn't happened. I think leadership by the senior class has been a little bit of an issue. I think injuries obviously have played into it. I think you know, the schedule didn't help with it being front loaded as heavy as it was, and so and you had to grow up a young quarterback, and you end up starting the freshman and Max Duggan, who's been terrific, who's going to be great. But with that comes growing pain. So I think it's just been a combination of things for Gary Patterson. He's frustrated. He's trying to find answers. He's not quitting, that's for sure. I mean, this is a guy who's going to grind on it and try to figure it out. That's the way he has been all of his career. And so I think you're going to continue to see that. I don't mind seeing the emotion from him. I mean, to me, that's the passion that you hire Gary Patterson for. And I think that makes the team better in the long run.
I think you're going to see a motivated defense. And, you know, we talked about it. West Virginia got to Charlie Brewer, 8 sacks. So talked with Brian, asked him again, do you expect TCU to try to do the same thing?
You're right. West Virginia did get to Brewer a lot. And I think TCU's trying to figure out, hey, can we follow that same game plan? I mean, you know, they got a little bit better pass rush against Texas, obviously, brought pressure from a lot of different places against Sam Ellinger. And then last week it was just okay against Oklahoma State. Shamik Blackshear did finally make a play at defensive end. We've been waiting on that all year long. I mean, there's a 4-star guy transfer from South Carolina who you thought was going to be an impact player who hasn't been yet. I think the two middle guys have been solid. I think Blacklock and Bethley may be playing their best football of the year in the last couple of weeks. And so I think that's important for this group. But the ends continue to struggle. O'Shawn Mathis has a ton of talent, but hasn't necessarily panned out like Gary had hoped. And, you know, I think by bringing pressure from the safeties and linebackers, that obviously, you know, that gives you some options, but it also frees things up on the back end for big plays, and I think that's what has happened in the last game against Oklahoma State and a couple of times earlier in the year, K-State for a perfect example of that. So, you know, I think it's a combination of things for TCU, and I think they just got to find the right mix. It would help if they could get pressure with just a down 4, I'll be honest with you.
All right, well then let's go to the Baylor side of things, and we'll come back to John Morris, voice of the Bears. What happened with that O-line allowing that many sacks?
I think maybe give credit to West Virginia for the way they got in the Baylor backfield, had 8 sacks against the Bears in that game Thursday a week ago. Baylor has certainly tried to shore that up in the offensive line with a little different rotation now of offensive linemen. And I think give credit to West Virginia also with those Stills brothers in the defensive front. Those guys are really, really good. And Baylor got a firsthand look at that. West Virginia did have 5 sacks in the first half against Baylor, 8 for the game. So I know they worked on it over the course of the game and certainly have since then, facing a really good defense in TCU coming up this Saturday. Taking care of the football, Baylor's been really good in that area this year, much better than last year when Baylor finished -9 in takeaways. They are now, they were -1 against West Virginia, but +5 for the year. So tied for first in the Big 12 in the area of takeaways. So that's a real area of improvement for this Baylor team this year and will be against TCU on Saturday. You know, the Frogs have won 4 straight against Baylor, and I think Baylor is -6 in takeaways in the last 2 games against the Horned Frogs.
I was looking at the end of the show. I always do news and notes, and I was trying to find it, but it's like 12 blocked kicks now. I think that's the number that they're at over a certain stretch of games. But, I mean, just the amount of blocked kicks from Baylor. What's the secret? What's the strategy? What's the philosophy there?
I think Coach Rhule and his staff really put a lot of emphasis on that. They work hard on it in practice. They have a designated assistant coach, you know, that works on special teams. A lot of programs do, but they focus on blocking kicks. Baylor's had 9 block kicks in the last 13 games now, and those are real momentum changers, as you know, that can really swing momentum your way if you block a kick. and just turn the tide your way. So they put a lot of emphasis on it. That's the biggest thing that I know of that makes Baylor such a success in this area.
All right, so that game will be at 11 a.m., Baylor at TCU. Another 11 a.m. kick is Texas Tech at West Virginia. Senior running back Armand Shine will miss the rest of the season with broken ribs at Tech's game at Kansas. So he's out. He showed some flashes at times, but redshirt freshman Sir Roderick Thompson emerged as their leading ball carrier this season. When you look at the number of points scored, Texas Tech and West Virginia, they don't put up a lot of points, and they give up quite a few. In fact, West Virginia has only scored 102 points. That is a very distant bottom of the conference number. And then Texas Tech with their 149, just slightly ahead of K-State, which is amazing that K-State is 6-2 and they've only scored 135 points. And then Baylor, a team that doesn't score a lot of points either. So Tech and West Virginia having trouble moving the football. This could be a low-scoring game. This one will take place on ESPN2 at 11 a.m. kick, Texas Tech at West Virginia. And then we have K-State at Texas. I was reading burntorangenation.com, and Westcott Eberts lays it out perfect. Let me just read exactly what's written. 8 key contributors, including 5 starters in the season opener. We're talking about Texas defense. They've missed 20 of 64 total possible games and were injured or limited in 20 others. So defensive coordinator Todd Orlando has gotten 24 healthy games from those key players. And as Eberts points out on burntorangenation.com, less than 40%. So their defense has taken a hit. Tom Herman, time to do some soul searching as they get ready for this game.
There's a level of expectation at the University of Texas in all three phases, and we're not quite achieving that. We're not firing on all cylinders. And so it's our job to figure out why figure out what the players that we're playing with do best and put them in the best position to be successful. I don't have time to ask myself hard questions. I ask myself hard questions every day. I hope anybody that's worth a salt does. So to tell you specifically what I ask myself, I don't know. I ask myself hard questions every day. There was a deep dive into, hey, what can we do really, really well with the players that we plan on having here these next 4 weeks?
He had no idea what he was saying there. He's asking himself hard questions. He doesn't have time to ask himself hard questions. All right, this was a really good answer. This is just fun more than anything. But 4 games to go. You're remembered in November. So he was asked, all right, kind of give us what your big picture, how you're looking at these final 4 games. And a typical cliche coach stuff, but Herman explains this a little bit deeper. This is good.
There's a level of expectation at the University of Texas in all three phases. And we're not quite achieving that. We're not firing on all cylinders. It's our job to figure out why figure out, what the players that we're playing with do best and put them in the best position to be successful. I don't have time to ask myself hard questions.
And I screwed that up. I got the wrong clip. I'm playing the wrong. What the heck am I doing? All right. Sorry about that. I messed it up. I'll see if I can find it. It's a great answer. I blew. That's a fumble. That's a fumble on me. We'll video review that, but we're pretty sure that's not going to be overturned. That's a fumble on my part. All right, let's go to Iowa State at Oklahoma. This one, Lincoln Riley is pumped for this one, ready to get back at it after that difficult loss.
Very, very eager to get back on the field. I mean, there's no question about that. We, and a chance to do it. not only here in front of our home fans, but with a night kickoff that we haven't had here in a while, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're obviously playing a really good Iowa State team, a lot of history with those guys. We know the quality of team that's coming in here. You know, they've lost three games this year, all of them one-score games, and certainly watching those games, you can make an argument probably should have won at least a couple of them.
Iowa State tight end Charlie Kohler going back home this weekend. He is a redshirt sophomore from Norman, Oklahoma, and he has 34 receptions this season, five of those for touchdowns.
It's the biggest game of the year because it's the next game of the year. So every game for me is the biggest game. So obviously there's a little more outside stuff, but for me, I do my best, prepare the best of my abilities every week.
He says that the Cyclones have tried to shore up the offense after that home loss to Oklahoma State.
Offensively, we had three chances to score with under 6.5 minutes, and we didn't any of them. So offensively, that's a big area of focus. We got to be able to complete passes, open up holes, just got to execute better, especially down the stretch.
And he says the bye week was good for them, and now four games left.
Definitely bye week is a good time to kind of reflect a little bit. You know, you don't have to actually game plan every second of the day. So it's nice to get some time to reflect on the first 8 games of the season, you know, watch that film, pick up little details here and there on some route running and some blocking stuff. So it's nice to take a look at yourself again. That's what the bye week is for.
All right, Iowa State at Oklahoma. That is a 7 p.m. kick, and that will be on Fox. All right, we'll look at basketball that tipped off earlier this week as we get going with that season. Remember that Big 12 this week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM Thursday nights, 7 Eastern, Friday nights, 11 Eastern on Channel 375. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut-rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Wednesday night, Oklahoma State taking on Oral Roberts. Thursday night, TCU hosts Southwestern. On Tuesday, the runner-up, Texas Tech, 85-60 over Eastern Illinois. Baylor big over Central Arkansas, 105-61. Iowa State over Mississippi Valley State, 110-74. Seven Cyclones were in double figures. Oklahoma over Texas San Antonio, as Austin Reeves and Davion Harmon each with 23 points in that 85-64 win. And Cartier Jada with 23 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists for K-State in their 67-54 win over North Dakota State. Texas, a 69-45 win over Northern Colorado. Andrew Jones scored a career-high 20 points after battling leukemia. From the Big 12 Media Days, Shaka Smart talking about Jones.
He's doing really, really well. He practiced with us all year last year, but he was still in the process of receiving periodic treatments. So at times he would have to have what's called a PICC line, which is a permanent IV in his arm, even during the season. So that didn't really allow him to play last year. Completed the both semesters, did really, really well academically, was with our team throughout the year and was with our team all summer. Had a couple more treatments that he underwent over the summer. Andrew is such a competitor. He's out there working his tail off in workouts, even with that PICC line in his arm. But his last treatment ended in September, just before we started practice. So it was really, really good timing just from the standpoint of him being able to be full go with our team, with our guys in practice as we got started on September 24th. His plan is to play this year. He's definitely played well enough in practice to be, a guy that gets significant minutes for us.
Well, he certainly did the other night. What a great story. Congratulations to Andrew Jones. We'll have more right after this. Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
All right, listen, I had the big fumble, the Tom Herman fumble with the soundbite. I found it. This is Herman talking about taking things one game at a time. And he says, I'm not kidding you. I just focus on one game at a time.
Going 1-0 against Kansas State. I honestly needed to ask somebody who, you guys think this is like an act or this is like fake? I don't know what you guys think. I haven't been around me for 3 years. I literally had to ask somebody today, in case I get asked that question, who do we play after Kansas State? I honestly didn't know. So I don't know. It's irrelevant to what we have in front of us.
That is the best one game at a time cliche that I've ever heard. Tom Herman there. All right, thanks to our guest, Brian Haney. Also, John Morris from Baylor, Brian Estrich from TCU. And thank you for listening. For David Jordan, our board op, I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.